Hundreds rolled into Niger's capital with a list of demands for the government. They say the cost of living is too high, a knock-on effect of a recent fuel price increase and higher prices of basic commodities.
This time we have decided to speak out. Even if we're going to be killed, we have decided to say what is in our hearts and what upsets us.
Many participants say they don't feel safe and want French troops to withdraw.
It's an open secret that France plays an active role in the development and maintenance of terrorism.
About 3,000 French soldiers are deployed across the Sahel as part of a counterterrorism operation. The president of Niger has welcomed the support in efforts to keep the region stable. But in August, the last French troops pulled out of neighboring Mali after relations between Bamako and Paris deteriorated. And now, anti-French sentiment is growing here, too.
How many times has France killed us and looted from us? Our gold, our uranium, everything that belongs to Niger, France has got its hands on it. We do not accept this anymore. France has brought us nothing good.
Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso have struggled to contain armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda, ISIL, and Boko Haram. Their attacks have killed hundreds of people, displaced millions, and made large swaths of territory in the western Sahel ungovernable. But these people believe the French soldiers have failed, and it is up to Nigerians to defend themselves.
A country cannot develop without sovereignty. We are obliged to fight for our children and grandchildren. And I think that today is the starting point. And I take this opportunity to ask Nigerians to get behind this movement so that Niger can free itself.
Niger gained its independence from France in 1960. But hundreds of people here believe the country is still not their own. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.